Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That is so funny to me, Mafia. I'm sitting in here listening to this guy trying to sell me this crap about this hockey player. It's so funny to me. Like, let me be clear here. I'll do it on air off. It doesn't matter. I'm not afraid of him. Here's the deal. He is such a fan. He's so gone on his team. He's such an absolute homer. He's so gone that he hates this guy, Tavares, because he left the Islanders. And he's like, he lied. He did all this. He go ahead and wear your pajamas. And where was he in crunch time? And the only time they ever won a playoff series is because of his stick. That he just said all of his broken sticks, and he sucks when it matters. He's the only one that's ever mattered on that team for the last 20 years. Let me tell you something. He left. That's why you're mad. That's it. There's no other reason. Mafia, tell me I'm wrong. The only reason the Islander fans hate him is because he left. But they were all on their knees. And it was like a porno. Let me tell you something. It was like a porn movie. They were all on their knees in a porno lining up to keep him, right? There wasn't one fan in the world that didn't want him to stay, right? So what happened? He left. He changed his mind. He said he wanted to be an Islander. I think he did. Signed with him once before, stayed. I think he did want to stay. But at the last minute, his childhood dream was to be a Leaf. And they gave him an opportunity to do it, and he took it. He changed his mind. He said it was the toughest thing he ever had to do in his life. But that's not good enough for the Islander fans. They hate him forever. They hate him. They hate his guts. And then they start telling you, like this guy, that he sucks. He sucks. He's a terrible player. And shut the Pharrell up. Just shut up. You, Carver High, all of them. This guy sucks. That's the funniest thing I have heard in my life from like these guys are supposed to be hockey fans or hockey insiders or hockey knowledge or some kind of hockey expert. My ass. The guy can do whatever he wants. Is it not called unrestricted free agency for a reason?
It is.
But you know what happens in sports, in pro sports, basketball, hockey, whatever, baseball? They absolutely loathe anyone that leaves them. They loathe them. They turn on him so fast, make your head spin. Remember when LeBron went to the Heat? What did it? They burned him in effigy. Right. They burned his jerseys in effigy. The only reason they didn't burn it the second time, Shep, was because he won him a title. And they hadn't won a title in 52 years, right? So to listen to this guy try to sell me that this guy sucks is the funniest thing. He's worse than you, Shep, with your Lonzo Ball sucks. This guy trying to tell me Tavares sucks is the funniest thing I've ever heard. It really is. He shouldn't even come in here with all that nonsense. I'll slap him out of here.
I don't even know why you try with him. It's banging your head against the wall.
Oh, my God. He's so far gone. He's just so gone on his team that he's like, he's Helen Keller.
You'd have a better chance of having a logical discussion on that with Boston than with
It's so funny how they all, like a porno, they lined up for this guy. They would have done him. I mean, it's just, they loved him so much. And now that he's the enemy, right? And what's he doing every night? Scoring 2-3 goals a night? He's just so terrible. He sucks so bad. His first game, he scored a goal, like a game winner. Then 2 days later, he had a hat trick.
He's got
then
6 goals in 3 games.
He's got another 3 games. He's terrible. He's so terrible. That's why they gave him that, whatever, $90 million. He's terrible. He's so terrible. I can't even, you know what? I can't even believe the Shaq I listen to in this building from the people that walk in here and try to dance with me.
That's why I don't talk to anybody.
It really is a waste of time. I mean, like, trying to talk sports with people around here, you might as well stick a gun in your mouth. It really is. There's no point in talking to them. This guy trying to tell me that guy sucks. And then all their bed jokes, like the whole, they can't get over the bed jokes. And then the other one, the kid that won the Calder, those jokes. It's so pathetic. It really is. You should listen to yourself. I think Barzal's a great player, but he's no John Tavares. Let me tell you something. There you go. And they all think he's the greatest player ever because he had a great year. You know, there's been a million guys that have had great years that don't amount to a hill of beans. Okay, so let's see him do it for 10 straight years. Let's see him do what Tavares has done in his career. Honestly, I mean, you know, because he played naked by himself on the island, right, for his whole career. He's been playing on that crappy team for his whole career with no talent around him, right? No coaching, no talent, no GM. He plays stark raving naked by himself on a crappy team, and then they expect him to do everything, right, carry it on his shoulders. And then when a guy decides to leave, they all hate him. He's the scum of the earth. Like, it's so ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's so funny that a guy has the right to choose is wherever he wants to go, an unrestricted free agency. But it's not good enough for any of the fans because they're so stupid. It really is. You're so stupid. Like, the guy can do whatever he wants. You don't like it? Go Pharrell yourself. How's that sound? Because you don't matter. You think you matter because you're some fan that goes every Saturday to the game? You know how much they give a rat's ass about you? They don't even care about you at all or your feelings. They just want your money. There's a news flash for you. The team only wants your money. They don't care about your screaming and yelling and fandom. They really don't. And they don't listen to the fans either. They do whatever they want. These teams do whatever they want. They make decisions, and they've never made a decision in their life on based on what fans want. Okay? Professional sports organizations don't listen to the fans. You just think they do. They do whatever they want every day, 100% of the time, guaranteed. In fact, a buck 10. I'm not even going to say 100. It's a buck 10. Because the day they start letting the fans run the team, you might as well set the team on fire. Because fans are stupid. They think they know how to run everything. I should be the quarterback coach. Oh, this team's awful. Their defense is awful. Oh, this player is awful. Shut up. Shut up. Sick of listening to it.
You now spend more time talking on the Islanders, about the Islanders than they deserve for the whole season.
Well, I'm glad I did it tonight because the other one's completely a fascist about it, too. And he's not here, so I don't have to listen to him barking at me about him. He's another one that's completely gone. I don't care what you tell him either. I hope he's listening. I don't give a rat's ass what he thinks either. How's that sound? I don't care. Anyone that tells me that guy sucks is a moron, okay? You're a moron, Shep. I also put you in the moron glass tonight with all your stupid comments about Lonzo Ball, that he doesn't have any talent either. That's funny. I mean, that guy has more, like, he'll have more success even if he didn't play in the NBA on the streets playing basketball than anyone you know. I mean, he could do whatever he wants. NBA, play in the hood, Drew League. Ain't nobody stopping him.
I agree with that.
He may not be the greatest player in the world, but you cannot deny some guy with seven dimes his rookie year is not talented. I mean, the guy could have 12 assists a game before you know it.
Seven dimes on a losing team.
Seven dimes on a loser, and he never played. He played like 20 games. Imagine what he'd do if he played 80. Seriously, you have to be reasonable about it. Some guy never plays, right? I'm sweating in here. That's how mad I am. I'm going to have a heart attack.
An aneurysm.
I don't care what you think either. If I have an aneurysm, that'll be the end. At least I'll go out with a bang. You know what? This guy played, what, 20 games? What did he play? Not even.
Played 50-something.
Whatever. He was injured the whole season. So here's the deal. If that guy played every single day, I'm telling you, he'll have 10 dimes a game. Automatic. Anyone that likes basketball that wants to argue with me about that, go ahead and call the show because I'll slap you around too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.